Thank you for the opportunity to be here. My name is Greg McDougall with Equitable Education, which is just my own private enterprise for media, for education, freelance, and otherwise. I think it is good to acknowledge that we're in Algonquin territory here. And I think also that it needs to go beyond that, is that we have a responsibility that Algonquin people are included in, especially in something like this. And I'm not sure how much of that has happened. Also, I think that overall, this is just a really big opportunity. There's kind of two different directions, like you were just saying. And I think there's a lot to consider here about which way to go. I'm coming here from a perspective of non-Indigenous, long-time organizing in alternative media, and also working in Indigenous solidarity locally here in Ottawa, I think is the main kind of my perspective is coming from, including freelance media work for Aboriginal media organizations and covering Aboriginal issues, Indigenous issues in other media outlets. So I've got 5 points to talk about. Media diversity, local and original programming, the TRC recommendations in Indigenous languages, the educational institutional support, and the Indigenous leadership support for these applications. And this is for... I'm speaking in favor of Awadhi for Ottawa and Toronto, and also that kind of means against First Peoples Radio for those two places. I think a lot of the interventions I saw are just kind of like for something, but they're not really considering what the options are. They're just saying it's a good idea that we have Indigenous radio, but I'm not sure a lot of people are really thinking about which one is a better choice. So the first thing, I was doing outreach on this, trying to distribute it among different channels, networks. And someone heard that, oh, APTN is applying for these Indigenous radio licenses. That's awesome. And then they found out that it was a competition. And then they were like, well, that's really bad, because just the whole process of pitting these organizations together against each other who have been working together is really kind of a problem. So just to, that is kind of something just to address or to keep in mind. And I think, so coming from doing the solidarity work and working in support of Indigenous efforts locally and more regionally, and getting media on those issues, there basically is a CBC and ABTN that are the only two kind of daily multimedia broadcast media organizations that will take an interest, an ongoing interest in things. And so that kind of is one reason why to support these regional broadcasters, Wawadi, because then you have more media diversity. And right now, if you just want to give APTN more control over broadcasting, more licensing, as opposed to anyone else, you're just going to kind of create a monopoly on what is the Indigenous voice in Canada. I think that, yes, they would have economies of scale, and taking APTN programming and putting on the radio is a good idea. But I think also... that idea came up to myself. It came up with someone else I was talking with, and then I found out that actually APTN had been approached. Do you want to help bring your content to these other regional broadcasters? And they were very much against it. But I think it comes down to that you do want other voices. You don't just want the one voice over and over again. And I think also when you have a diversity of media, you have much more opportunities for employment and learning. Like, that's where people learn how to do media, how to do journalism, is by working in different places. And if there's only basically the one place, it kind of reduces a lot of opportunities. So moving on to local and original programming, this is where I really kind of, when I learned what the actual applications were, that's where I kind of really made a decision what I thought was best. Because it seems that FPR is more about syndicated and non-local programming, and their local programming is actually just a DJ and playing music, whereas Wawadi is like a lot more local programming. And I think it's really important to note that in the future of media, as we move forward, like when all these financial problems, other problems, it's really identified that the original local content is what's most important. And so I think this is the opportunity where you can approve that, or you can say, no, we just want the syndicated national content everywhere. Because there's no one else making this content if you don't approve Wawadi, right? I think when you see CBC Ottawa, their two shows, All in a Day and Ottawa Morning, they're always the top-rated shows in Ottawa, so that's what people want. They want the talk radio, they want the local stuff, and that's what Wawadi is offering, from my understanding. And also just FPR seems to be about the majority of it would be non-Indigenous programming because their music is mostly non-Indigenous and their music is most of the programming. So I just didn't understand that, but that's kind of what they seem to be proposing. I think the TRC, so this is going on to the TRC and the languages. Their three media recommendations don't really talk about this at all. They kind of missed, they talked about APTN, they talked about CBC, they talked about journalism education institutions, but they didn't say anything about any other media. And I've included a quote from Sarah Bannerman, who's a Canadian research chair in communication policy and governance at McMaster, and she kind of takes this up. She even made recommendations for what the CRTC should be doing about Indigenous media, and that's in a footnote. But what the TRC does call for in both APTN and CBC recommendations is to improve the Indigenous languages. And I think Wawadi like has a lot more time on Indigenous languages, and it has more Indigenous languages, which I think is important when you're talking about Ottawa, Toronto, where there's a lot of different Indigenous nations represented here. You want the different languages. So then, listening to AVR, Saturday and Sunday mornings, like 7 to 8 or maybe even 6, 8 a.m., they had Basil Johnson doing his language lessons, and that was probably like one of the top things on AVR. And I think that having these languages represented, I hope you understand how important that is. So the next point, educational institution support, to see the five universities for a communication or journalism department saying, yes, we will work with Wawadi to see what we can do to improve media to make a really good station, that's I think that's really important to consider. When you're looking at how are we going to be innovative moving forward with media, if you have these institutions backing this kind of broadcaster, I think it can do a lot. And I included a quote from an interview I did with Simi Dixit, who is National Coordinator of the United Nations Association in Canada's Multimedia and Multiculturalism Initiative. I don't know if I have how much time I have left.
1 minute.
1 minute, okay. So that's in my thing there. But she's basically saying as these NGO, as the educational institutions, schools, all of them work together, that's going to help the problem of underrepresentation in the media. The last thing is just that the support from Indigenous governing bodies, when we have all these unions of chiefs or however they're organized, supporting one thing, that's kind of like, that's a bigger voice than, say, my voice or anyone else's individual voice. And I think it really has to be considered in terms of who's actually going to, who's responsible for making these decisions and who should be responsible for making these decisions. So that's in there. So basically, just to summarize, from my own personal experience in media work and organizing work, the diversity of media, the original local content, and the public interest, like the educational institution support, are all reasons why Wawadi should be getting this over FPR. But then also in terms of Indigenous issues, in terms of the solidarity background I have, and the TRC recommendations for the Indigenous languages and for the Indigenous leadership, governance, supporting Wawadi, I think those are the reasons why, in terms of specifically Indigenous, that's why this should be supported. I think when you talked about it's local versus national, that's kind of the issue, but it's also like this mainly music channel versus this like mainly news and community channel. So I think it's not just national, local. If there was a national channel that wanted to do what Wawadi is doing in every place, then that would be different. And I think Wawadi also is a network as well. It's not just starting in Ottawa and Toronto. It also has a network as well. So, yeah. Thank you.
Well, a very insightful and helpful intervention. Thank you very much for that. We would have preferred that we would be not even having to have a hearing, that some consensus would have arisen, but unfortunately physics gets in the way, and when they're dealing with spectrum and frequencies, they're not easily shareable unless people come together and decide to operate things together. So unfortunately we are where we are with this proceeding, but your position and your insights are actually quite useful, both all your 5 points you've put forward in your presentation. Perhaps I can ask you to help us with something we struggle with. And I appreciate, your point that one would like to have more Aboriginal language, more local content, but the Commission often struggles that what people want, ostensibly, because they watch, for instance, on television, they watch a lot of local news, but it's not being monetized, and therefore what funds it is advertising. And you're always in that tension between trying to have something that's popular enough to draw advertising, because it's an advertising-driven process, to finance the business case, and on the other hand, to get the public good, the public interest that might come from very local content, which is sometimes expensive to gather, Aboriginal or Indigenous languages or traditional languages being shared, that takes money. And so that tension between being popular, therefore getting advertising dollars, and doing the public good, which is costly but doesn't necessarily at first blush draw advertising dollars, how do you help? How could you help us figure out what the right balance point is to get to that?
Yeah, I think that the there are a lot of people struggling with the how do you make media if the advertising revenue is not there. Sarah Bannerman, which I mentioned, had the input on TRC recommendations and for CRTC including, also talked about different ways that it could be supported. I know that the Anishinaabeg News, which is an online, used to be a newspaper, is supported by the Anishinaabeg Nation. So they've put their money into the media. So that's one way that they've done it. I don't necessarily have.
But in the absence of government subsidies,
yeah,
whether directly or indirectly to the CBC and other broadcasters, you're stuck in this space with a commercial model, at least to a certain degree, or even other types of fundraising. Sometimes associated with bingo has been a way of financing. There's other things, but it's essentially a commercial model rather than a subsidy model.
I would hope that, like, working with those five university departments, there could be some sort of figuring out different models.
Right.
That would be the one key place I'd look right now for how Wawadi would do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of the studies we've heard, the evidence we've heard so far, is based on seeking what the target audience here, which would be Indigenous urban folks, some of them even, hopefully younger folks in that community. And some of the studies and evidence we're hearing is that they would like to have music and a diversity of genres of music, from hip-hop to rap to less traditional types of forms of music. So how does one balance that when we are trying to consider all this application? Broccoli might be what you want the kids to eat, but they may rather have something else.
Yeah. I guess it depends what role of the media you want it. Like, obviously, you're only offering one license. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you to figure
physics
out.
Physics prevents us from offering more, right? There's only one piece of spectrum available in this proceeding.
In this proceeding, yeah, that's what I mean. So there's there's different roles for media, right? Like, you can try to be the most popular media, or you can try to serve a specific need. And you've got to figure out what that need is and try and balance
right
the interest, yeah.
But sometimes by being very specific, you don't draw the advertising revenues.
Yeah, that's why looking at alternative models is important.
All right. Do you have an alternative model to propose, or you're just hoping that the five universities or colleges will be able to help us out on this?
Well, I haven't looked in detail about the financial model being proposed, okay. So I don't have specific suggestions right now, no.
Okay, appreciate it. But you have, in a nutshell, clearly identified and put your finger on what are the fundamental issue we're facing within this proceeding. So I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much.